This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It is Friday. La, 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 la. Really? That's it? No one's going to be like, yay!
Yay!
Yay! I'm waiting on Bryn to play me all my... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about!
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Even if you're the only one at work who's excited about it. Oh my God, I'm so psyched it's here. It is actually, right now, lovely out. A little bit of cloud cover, a lot of blue sky. Just delightful. Ah, the weekend.
You have blue sky?
Yeah, a little blue sky.
Oh.
I have some clouds too.
Yeah, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy depending on where you're at today.
That's all right.
I just got gray clouds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, surprise, city. It sucked in the city. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. What can't you find there? Come on, you guys. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account. Find out what's happening on the station. You can see our clips of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out V Hale. What a find that girl it was. I mean, it's the hire of the century. V Hale, she is just...
Great job, Michael Martin. By the way, keep your receipt on that girl. We may need to return her. She's trouble.
No,
and I'll tell you something. I'll be the one. I'll be happy to take her back to the midday store and get another girl if she's
continues to
be so much of a problem.
Listen, you just keep beating her, El Campeón, and show her her place.
Hey, you keeping tabs on that?
The whole game? Am I? Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. 2-0.
Oh, yeah. 2-0. Like, zero. Like, no points for her. I mean,
right.
Although, actually, yesterday was a tie, wasn't it?
We did a tiebreaker. Oh, yeah, it was a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But still. Your Japanese yesterday was excellent, Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Gusamas. Mm-hmm. of course, Jane, our little Janie, in the afternoon. When I feel kind of stressed, I put Janie on. And then I'm like, all right.
It's Bond. Jane's Bond.
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Jane, you're playing.
Jane, you're playing a game called. Call out that get by a real name. Make you believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Oh, yeah, keyboards. Let's hear them.
This just in.
Yeah.
Odyssey has added 5 more stations to Jane's pile.
Oh, God. No, they haven't. Poor Jane. Oh, Jane. She's trying
I laugh, to but, do. You know, there's Jane going, oh, 5 more stations. Okay.
I would love to be indispensable.
As her knees are buckling under the current weight she carries.
Yeah.
Here's 5 more.
Well, I'm sure they're paying her wild sums of money for each additional. Sure,
each
every time
time.
They keep throwing work on, they keep up on your money. That's how companies work, Vin.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you learn something new every day.
You want
Jane.
More? To where? Yeah, I'll do it. Where are we going?
Yeah. I'm afraid to say no, and I sure don't want you to know that I cry every night.
Well, listen, if anybody can handle it, it's Jane.
Right.
Morning, Jane. And by morning, I mean it's morning for most of us. You never sleep, so all the time is the morning.
But that white flag you see waving in Alameda,
that's Jane.
How you find her.
Somebody go rescue her, please. We're not close. The closest person is probably Nikki. You got to go get her. She needs help.
Oh, Janie.
I'm going to start with TV. I love TV. I love a good TV.
Sounds
as
good.
You know, Handmaid's Tale is there's three episodes of that that are available if you're all caught up and you want to start the next season. Tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, and it'll seem endless, but it will in fact end at some point. They run out of people to pick. The NFL draft is going on. Mm-hmm. Today is the second and third rounds, and you can figure out the rest. They actually, they start to go a lot quicker, and it just becomes sort of analysis of what else has happened. But if you're into that, you're into it. So okay. It's available.
Kill it.
Thank you. Friday, tonight on Disney Plus, that Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that's a big show for them. It's really doing well. And so they've decided, you know what we should do? We're going to put out the making of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So it's going to be a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. And if you're a fan and if you like to see how this stuff is put together, because it is quite miraculous what they can put on a screen and you buy as that. Oh, that's happening. Mm-hmm. You know,
there's no doubt. I told you guys this recently, I went back and watched the first Jurassic Park. And while at the time that was the height of movie making special effects or whatever,
there are really
that,
dinosaurs there, right?
Right. They've gotten so much better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now these Marvel movies, you that guy flies. What? Of course
How
he
could
does.
He not? Look at him. He's so aerodynamic.
Right.
Of course he flies.
So,
he jumps
but
up,
those
spreads his
for
wings
the
and
for
goes.
The record, if you're into the Marvel universe and haven't seen that yet, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
They've done a good job with it.
People love that show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I've been hearing is that the WandaVision
mm-hmm.
one, that people are, they bought into it so hard at the beginning and were yelling it, you know, praising it, that now people are afraid to say that they don't, they're like,
that it didn't hold.
It's not that great.
I haven't pushed play on it yet. I can't say.
I haven't either. But I'm hearing that did it end? Did the whole season air already? But that people are, because they were so like, you got to watch this. Oh my God, it's amazing. Here, let me explain what's happening in this.
To me, those
weird.
Are fringe characters, and I didn't quite get what the gimmick was, the whole now they're in hiding in a different TV. I don't know. I
in
didn't
the 50s
get it, so
or
I haven't,
something,
I
right?
haven't watched it. But yeah. I did, I like Falcon and the other guy.
Winter Soldier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the making of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is tonight on Disney Plus. On Amazon tonight, did you read the Tom Clancy books?
I did. I loved them for a little while there, but they're written by someone else and they're a million miles. I think the kid, Jack Ryan's son is now the character that lives on.
Well, they're starting a whole new thing. This is John Clark, who was also in some of the Jack Ryan movies, Clear and Present Danger, Some of All Fears. He was played by Willem Dafoe in Clear and Present Danger and Liev Schreiber in the Some of All Fears. He is going to be, they're starting it's a movie. So it's Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. Is that
this
one
is
of
Michael
the,
B. Jordan movie.
It's Michael B. Jordan. Exactly.
He looks great.
He's going to play John Clark. So they're saying this could be the start of a new movie franchise. John Clark is the hero from Rainbow Six, and that novel spawned a major video game series. So Michael B. Jordan will be a Navy SEAL who uncovers an international conspiracy while hunting down the Russian hit squad who murdered his pregnant wife.
Oh,
we got to get those guys. So Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. That's tonight on Amazon. Starring.
WandaVision seems like it's doing pretty well. Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, and it's right. People don't want to back down from their initial thoughts on it.
There were 9 episodes in that series, and it's all done.
Tonight on Netflix, and I wanted to mention this because Mitchell's Versus the Machines is part of our big promotion. Today's mm-hmm. the last day that you can get the Discovery Kingdom Six Flags Discovery Kingdom 4-pack of tickets and be in the running for the season passes. 9:05 is your chance to win. Mm-hmm. This Mitchell's Versus the Machine is an animated movie about a family trying to save the human race from a robot apocalypse. Sounds awesome. And it's all voice actors, Danny McBride, Maya Rudolph, Abby Jacobson. And it's on Netflix tonight.
All right.
Also on Netflix. I thought this sounded interesting. There's a series. It's the series premiere of something called Pet Stars. It's a reality show about the Hollywood talent management company called Pets on Cue, with the letter Q. and their search to find animals to use in commercials and TV and movies, which these days, as we were just talking about CG and how amazing that stuff is, like you almost don't need anything to be real because we can make that on a computer and Vinny's brother can color correct it and make it look perfect. But occasionally, I guess they do need a dog that'll do whatever. Oh, is this the trailer for it? They look surfing dogs and a dog with an incredibly long tongue. That's handy. And so they're out searching for animals that they can make work for whatever.
Well, these animal owners clearly have time to commit to making their dog, giving their dog a career. Good for them. I don't, you know, everybody else, we have our jobs and we have our dogs, and those two things.
But it's like Grumpy together. Cat. This lady gets an ugly cat, and next thing you know, she's actually worth kajillions of dollars because she got. I mean, it can happen.
So oh,
you,
no, it could.
You have a super cute dog. I mean, what about your dog? What about Ripley? What if she had some like crazy trick that she did and you were like, I got to go. We can make some money off of this.
If there's a if there's a market for a dog that won't stay off the couch, then we have your dog. Otherwise, I don't think there's going to be much. That dog.
Are you going to create an Instagram account for her? You should.
No. Like,
you know what? A lot of people have Instagram accounts for their animals, including our own Brinford.
Brinford.
He has Mr. Toddy Bear.
I do, yeah.
They haven't posted. Yeah, so Anita posted 20 things or whatever, and there's puppy pictures, really cute. They. I looked at when the last post was. It was right when Cameron was born. Right. That is it. There's no nothing new.
We're just busy. That's all.
I keep an eye on Bryn, and I'm a big fan, and I like him a lot, and he does great work with us. I've watched as he's not quite at the point in of age in his life yet where he's learned to say no to things. So, you know, these, oh, we should do an Instagram. Oh, we should do. He's going to end up at one point snapping and going, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, we'll there's so many cute pictures.
I can take the load right now.
There's, we'll see. We're just going to keep piling it on until we break you. There's one picture in there because Toddy's a chow. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, chow.
And so he's very long haired. And there's one picture where he has his head out the window. And you know what happens then? Like the, you get the blow job. I mean, that's not what I meant. I mean, a blowout job, like a hair dryer job.
Yeah.
A blowback, a blowout. A blowout. That's what I was looking for. I knew it was one of those words.
Yeah,
sure.
It's a hair thing.
That's Friday. I don't want any trouble. So anyway, but the hair is just all blown back from his face. And it's like, it's the cutest picture. Oh my God. So Mr. Toddy.
From Bear. 3 years ago.
Let me see when it's from. It is, I'm sure, from 3 years ago.
Look at it right now, huh?
March 20th, 2016.
There you go.
It's from 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah. But this is an account that's been... That dog's getting old. Like, he was a brand new dog when we met you.
Yeah, he was. Well, you know, I was a kid when you met me.
That is true.
With a kid.
A grown kid, wow. Even.
Right. No, the kid was like 11. Derek was like 11 at that time.
Yeah, maybe even younger, because didn't he just turn 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When were you a...
09.
An intern? Oh, 09?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, that one never gets old. Keep that one up.
Keep that one up.
Love that joke.
God, the reminders of our advancing age is just happy Friday to you too.
Just remember, the interns are coming for you when you're the morning
That's
show
right.
host.
Bryn,
just remember
reminded
that.
Reminded me that a couple days ago.
It's all fun and games until all of a sudden your knees are all creaky.
Wise guy.
Spoiler alert. It'll happen to you. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. The love triangle. Let's talk about this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was a kid in 1991. I mean, not a kid, but young enough that...
Go ahead, Nicole. Say what you said.
I wasn't born yet.
I wasn't born.
Oh, that one. There it is again. Lucky day.
So there was a movie in 1987 called... Even Four earlier.
Leaf clover emoji. Ding.
Lucky. So Bryn was 2 years old when Lost Boys came out. Wait, when were you born? 85 or 83?
Three.
Oh, I just watched that movie recently.
You were 4 years old when Lost Boys is great. I've seen that a million times. It's a it's a vampire movie set in Santa Monica.
I'm like, this is so 80s.
Or is it set in Santa Cruz?
It must Santa Cruz.
It's in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz.
I've never seen it, but I've heard and been told it was filmed a mile from where I'm sitting now.
Yeah, the park is. I was thinking of the Ferris wheel in Santa Monica, but it isn't. It's definitely Santa Cruz. So Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Patrick were two of the stars of that, okay. And so they've been friends ever since, except for this one little time where they both were into the same girl.
Is it Julia Roberts?
It is.
Yeah.
In fact, in 1991, Kiefer and Julia had been together for a while, and they were getting married June 14th of that year, 1991. Instead, Kiefer was spotted on that day moving all his junk out of the house that they shared together. It was move-out day for Kiefer in 1991.
Because
she was having lunch with Jason Patrick, his co-star from this movie, on that day. And then she flew off to Ireland with him.
That day?
Yes. The day that he was moving out of their house, that was supposed to be their wedding day, she went to lunch and then flew off to Ireland with Jason Patrick.
Kiefer, my God.
It's such a good story. So juicy, right? Because these guys were friends.
Good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Because it's not happening to us, man.
Okay.
That's how good stories work. I mean, people's pain. But, you know, they say tragedy plus time equals, I can't remember.
Comedy?
What. Yes, mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So, Kiefer and Jason, they've never publicly discussed this until now. They were on a podcast this week called Inside of You. Kiefer admitted that it was a difficult time for him.
That was a difficult time for me, and I think it was an uncomfortable time for both of them. But look, honestly, the truth, where I'm coming from, you fall in love, you fall in love. There's nothing you can do about that. And she's an extraordinary person, and he is too, and timing is what it is, and, you know, everybody moves on from that.
They actually hadn't seen each other for about 20 years after the incident. So 1991, the incident. And
the evolution of his answer must have started with a lot of cuss words that are unairable and worked its way through to that beautiful statement on love, which is you follow the heart wants what it wants, right?
Tragedy plus time equals forgiveness.
Right.
So they didn't see each other for like 20 years afterward. And of course, both of them had moved, you know, Jason Patrick and Julia Roberts weren't together anymore, and they've all moved on in their lives. Around 09, so 18 years later, one of them reaches out to the other and they rekindled their friendship. And in 2011, they actually did a Broadway show together. So they patched it up. Jason Patrick had this to say.
When I saw him again, it was more of a laugh and a toast. Mm-hmm. And I've said in the press before, they've both been subsequently married since a couple times. I think they're both very happy in their lives. Mm-hmm. And what lasted after all that is me and Kiefer is 35-year buddies.
No, 35-year buddies, you guys.
Oh.
Kiefer actually went on to compare them to Eric Clapton and George Harrison. Friends to the end, even though they had a fight over Patty Boyd. Isn't that what Layla's written about?
Oh. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know the details of it, but I do know that he was pursuing Harrison's wife.
Yeah. I would say that the only way that this could have been better is if Julia was on the podcast too. That would have been fun to hear her perspective. Oh, boy's fighting over me. What
yeah. I don't disagree about friends sort of figuring out a way to get past it, but I do think often, and look, it doesn't sound like alcohol was involved. So it's not one of those, we partied and I made a really bad mistake. He went to lunch and then took her to Ireland. Like, that's different than a one moment.
Well, clearly something was up. The fact that he's moving out on their wedding day means there was trouble. Like, I don't know. Was she seeing Jason Patrick? Did she decide?
That's what I'm saying is it feels
there was
like
an evolution.
You know, hey, you're a movie star and there's a million women in this world who would love to.
Don't worry about it. You had to go
for my wife, my fiance or whatever like that.
The heart wants what it wants.
That answer that he just gave, you know, the one about how whatever.
You fall in love.
Yeah. That was hard won, that answer.
Yep.
It didn't come right off the tongue.
35 years later, there they are. They're friends. 18 years, right? They'd moved on. They're happy in their lives. And look how cute. Well, they're a cute couple, Kiefer. And and Julia. Did they do something? Was it Flatliners that they did together?
I think so.
Yeah. And I wanted to get to this just really quickly because it's super cheesy. And
super cheesy.
And Nicole's gonna love it. She's gonna Coco's gonna go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I actually really do like Cocoa Puffs.
Me too. They're the best.
They're the best.
So funny. Prince William and Kate Middleton released a family video for their 10th anniversary. It doesn't look staged at all.
At all?
At all? They put it out on their Twitter, and it's go ahead and roll it. It's a camera crew followed them around all day as they walked the kids down to the beach. They have the same outfits on. They walk the kids down to the beach. The kids are all absolutely adorable. They run, they play, they dance in what looks like a hedgerow. Later, they're toasting marshmallows around the fire as they playing at some gorgeous house, running across a field.
This looks like a commercial for like Calvin Klein or something.
Or something.
Yeah. Or Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
La Vitra. Or some whatever. Some. It looks like.
Or Viagra.
You know, this right. is like the side
Are your migraines robbing you of the joys of life? Every other shot is her.
This.
Yeah, it's actually really cute.
It is cute. She is
totally
really pretty.
Staged. She's beautiful. And the kids are adorable. And the future king is in that. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's. What is that guy? Third in line for throne?
Yep.
So is Charles going to take the throne?
Supposedly.
Prince William. And then what's the oldest kid's name?
George?
Yeah, maybe George. That sounds right. So, and they've got some spare heirs in there as well. Yeah. So, good times, guys. Who doesn't like roasted marshmallows with mom and dad, you know?
At a palace.
Right. I mean, have you ever seen a lawn like that? It's enormous. Or it's a local park. I don't know.
It's a goddamn promo piece. Why don't you guys just say it? It's ridiculous.
It's the corniest. It's the cheesiest, corniest thing you ever saw. Oh, my God. Look how happy we are. We're prince and princess.
People of England, your money is well spent. Look how much fun we're having.
Look at the life we're living and our adorable children.
Thanks for everything. Yeah. Have a good one.
What's coming up in the news?
I'll put that up on the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Put that up. That for sure.
Their promo piece? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
We'll promote joke. Them. Yes. What a nice one.
Along with Disney, something else is opening up very soon, everyone. Good news after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.